This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1406. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 29th, scandal at Radio Marti and other non-Cuban news. More from Mexico and Croatia, less from Germany and Hungary. Spain collides with Vatican. Music from BBC and Gabon. English from South Africa and Tajikistan. New frequencies for Somalia, Myanmar, and North Korea. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. On April 24th, the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 1812, posted a new item on their website. The Broadcasting Board of Governors is still looking to make the same cuts proposed in their fiscal year 2008 budget request. Even though Congress made clear it did not agree with the cuts, BBG is attempting through the fiscal year program plan to implement the very same cuts. The local got a peek at the plan. In it, the BBG is requesting the elimination of the VOA Cantonese, Croatian, Georgian, Greek, Thai, and Uzbek services. Also seeks eliminating radio broadcasts in the VOA Albanian, Bosnian, Hindi, Macedonian, Serbian, Tibetan, and Ukrainian services. BBG also requested reductions of VOA Portuguese to Africa. In an apparent attempt to disguise their desire to eliminate VOA News Now global English radio broadcasts, BBG has asked permission to reorganize the English services. They're requesting permission to make these cuts by September 30th and desires that the targeted employees be off the rolls during the first quarter of fiscal 2009, that is, beginning October 1st of this year. Part of the plan makes clear the BBG's antipathy to shortwave. Quote, expansion of the BBG internet capability will continue the technological evolution of program delivery from shortwave to internet. Unquote. They continue as if it is a question of either or. BBG fails to address the problem of TV and reliance on affiliates. The largest television project has proven to be non-competitive. Al Hurra, in the latest annual Arab public opinion poll conducted by a professor at the University of Maryland, shows it garners only an aggregate 2% audience in the Middle East. And BBG is paying affiliates to air the BBG-produced TV programs instead of the other way around. And in some cases, such as Russia, Indonesia, and Pakistan, the affiliates have been or are currently prevented from airing the material. The program plan is replete with other important omissions. BBG states that shortwave listenership is down, but fails to mention that it cut broadcasts and frequencies, and that almost every sector of media is losing audience share, with the possible exception of the Internet. So far, it seems that Congress has not been hoodwinked by this latest scheme from the BBG. So says the labor union representing VOA workers, AFGE Local 1812. A Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty press release via Media Network says several websites run by RFERL have been hit by an unprecedented cyber attack, making them inaccessible to the outside world. Started 26 April, initially against the Belarus service, but quickly spread to other sites. Within hours, eight RFERL websites were knocked out or otherwise affected. A denial-of-service attack. Belarus is being blamed for starting this. A large internet audience was relying on the RFERL service to report live on a rally of thousands of people organized by the opposition. You can read more about this at KimAndrewElliott.com, the Media Network blog, and various press sources such as the Wall Street Journal. Thanks to David Cole for that one. Commander Elliott also refers us to a Miami Herald story of April 24th headlined, Fraud Charges Stun Cuban Exile Activist. Prominent exile Frank Calzon said he feels personally betrayed by former colleague Felipe Sixto, who's accused of pocketing taxpayer money intended to promote change in Cuba. Part of that story says that in late March, Felipe Sixto, that's S-I-X-T-O, suddenly resigned as special assistant to the president as the Justice Department and U.S. Agency for International Development investigated allegations he misused an unspecified amount of U.S. grant money intended to promote democracy in Cuba. Calzone, head of the Center for a Free Cuba, realized something was wrong in January when he wanted to buy shortwave radios. His group has sent about 30,000 shortwave radios to Cuba over the last decade, so dissidents and others can get unfettered news about Cuba and the world. Though Calzone was not specific about what drew his attention, he apparently found discrepancies in what the center paid for the radios, when Sixto handled the transactions, and what they cost now. Kim points out some of those cheap shortwave radios cannot even pick up all the frequencies used by Radio Martí. Spanish numbers broadcasts for spies have often been linked to Cuba, and sometimes it's obvious due to mistakes made by the Cubans themselves. The latest instance noted by Kevin Redding in Arizona. He was listening to the closing of the relay of Radio Nacional de Venezuela, 17705, April 26th at 2059 UT. As soon as RNV stopped, he heard a woman reading Spanish numbers on that same frequency, but only for about 10 seconds before it was cut off. Via Media Network, another item gleaned from Fed BizOps Daily, FBO. The Broadcasting Board of Governors and IBB intends to negotiate and award a non-competitive contract with Phoenix Air Group, Inc. in Cartersville, Georgia, to require them to provide air services for TV Martí's airborne broadcasting platform called Aero Martí, located at the Naval Air Station Key West. This will utilize two Grumman Gulfstream 1 turboprop aircraft owned by PAG, which has already been providing the services under an existing contract. Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla in Mexico DF informed us that Radio UNAM shortwave XEYU was back on the air again the afternoon of April 28th on 9600 kHz after an absence of about 3 weeks. We also heard it later that evening, and it was really, as usual, off frequency approximately 9599.3 and between 2310 and midnight UT. The signal from Vatican Radio in Vietnamese aimed in the other direction is actually stronger here than Mexico City. It's on exactly 9600. But as long as it stays on the air, XCYU should be audible in the clear at certain other times of the day. Another Mexican shortwave station is involved in a heterodyne situation. As we reported last week, XCRTA back on the air on 4800 kHz. But this time it's the other station, which is off frequency, Guatemala. Around 12:30 UT, we hear a heterodyne between the two, somewhat before fading out. And Bob Wilkner in Florida measured Radio Buenas Nuevas, Guatemala, on 4799.77. That was earlier at 10:20 UT when they were on, but Mexico was not. Although I could not hear it April 29th, most other mornings I've checked, I've been able to at least get traces of classical music on 6045. From the also-reactivated XEXQ in San Luis Potosí. It's not been clear exactly when they sign on, but I have heard them shortly after 1200 UT on occasion. Raúl Saavedra in Costa Rica says it looks like the new schedule for tests from the Elcor transmitter in Guapiles, Costa Rica, 5954, is from 21 to 22 UT. It may be Monday through Friday only. And he's also heard a couple of spurs on approximately 5930 and 5975, although I think the upper one would be 5978 if it matches the lower one. This has also been heard in Clearwater, Florida by Terry Kruger, measured on 5954.131. He says they sign off abruptly after the final song at 2158. And on April 25th, he reports reception was excellent at a near local level. Update on that southeast Brazilian pirate on 7695, Cidade Ojis, Cerro Mais in Panorama, Atividade de Xix, says they're on the air not only Saturdays and Sundays UT at 0300, but also on Fridays at the time, and holidays as well. Tony Curry of Radio 6 International in Scotland sent us this interesting historical tidbit about a month ago in connection with the close down of medium wave broadcasts from Ireland on 567. During World War II, when the Republic of Ireland remained neutral, there was a problem with the Radio Éireann transmission from Athlone on 530 meters. This 100-kilowatt signal was providing an excellent directional beacon to German bombers. The BBC had overcome the problem by transmitting a synchronized network using many transmitters on just two or later three frequencies, closing down transmitters as required when enemy planes were nearby. But Ireland's transmitter stood out like a sore thumb. The solution was ingenious. BBC picked up Radio Éireann on a dedicated receiver on the western coast of Wales, then fed the signal over landlines to Aberdeen in northeastern Scotland, where it was rebroadcast at high power. The result, confusion for the aircraft, and puzzled Irish listeners in Aberdeen who couldn't understand how reception of their Irish station had improved so dramatically. By monitoring almost every weekday between 12 and 13 UT, I've put together the schedule for BBC's Spanish service, which is all that's left on shortwave to the Western Hemisphere, relayed via WHRI on 9410 with a very good signal here. After the news on the hour at 12:15, they have a feature program so far. It's been called Studio Abierto, which is a call-in show about various topics, apparently edited down as it flows along very rapidly. On one occasion, it was a rather frank discussion about sex, which I suspect would not go down well with World Harvest Radio. At 12:30, it's Efemérides, This Day in History, for 2 or 3 minutes, and the rest of the hour is filled, and I do mean it's fill, by music. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they play classical music. In fact, I heard exactly the same thing 1 week on Monday and Friday. But the next week, they finally played something else. Trouble is, there are never any announcements to this music, so you can't be sure what you're hearing unless you recognize it. On Tuesday and Thursday, instead, they fill with a top 10 countdown, or BBC Top 10 de la Semana. At least it is announced in Spanish, but most of the music is sung in English, such as Mariah Carey's Touch My Body. As a sidebar to a story about BBC Arabic television, Radio Netherlands media page mentioned that that station plans to resume an Arabic radio service, which closed in 1994 after nearly 50 years on the air. It seems their Arabic on shortwave will resume later this year. They already have a website in Arabic, as Kai Ludwig points out. He also says on April 26th, at present Deutsche Welle sends out a message about their reorientation to listeners of the German service. It states that, of course, the programs can still be heard on the usual frequencies, but that it is more convenient to rely on the audio offerings at the DW website. Obviously, they have an agenda to finally eliminate the German radio program. IRRS, also known as Nexus IBA, also known as European Gospel Radio, plans to add a new broadcast starting May 5th. This is the station that pretends to transmit from Milan, Italy, but actually does so via Slovakia. This will be at 0430 to 0530 UT, Monday through Thursday on 5990. If you hear it, let us know what it is. Since Radio Budapest eliminated its foreign language broadcasts over a year ago, they have remained on the air on shortwave with a rather extensive schedule in Hungarian only. But now, DX Mix News in Bulgaria, April 29th, says they've canceled all but a few broadcasts. The ones remaining on the air from a non-directional 100-kilowatt transmitter as follows. 04 to 05 on 3975, 10 to 11, 16 to 17, and 22 to 23 on 6025. So those add up to only 4 hours a day. Croatian radio via Germany to the Western Hemisphere between 22 and 05 UT has been on 9925 since the start of the A08 season, but for some reason they've added a second frequency, the one they had been using in the winter, 7285. Apparently that's only temporary, Wolfgang Büschel says, until May 10th. In both cases, there are actually three overlapping transmitters from both Wertachtel and Nauen sites in Germany. One of the English broadcasts, Peter Kruse says, is at 0200. This is World of Radio 1406. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Such support from our individual listeners is one reason this program and our website contain no advertising, worldofradio.org, but it does contain a great deal of information. After 2000 UT, April 24th, on 11625, I came on two stations in English interfering with each other. Quickly turned out to be Spain and Vatican. They're both broadcasting to Western Africa on the same frequency at the same time. Wonder how much longer that can go on. The parallel frequency for the 2000 UT broadcasts in English from Spain is 9665. However, Bill Hodges in Atlanta was hearing instead 9690 on April 28th, even though they were still announcing 9665. Not sure yet if that's a change or just a mistake on their part. Over the past week, I've monitored several times the Monday through Friday co-official language segment during the Spanish broadcasts from Radio Exterior de España. That's at 1245 UT, easiest to hear via the Costa Rican relay on 15170. Supposed to be 5 minutes each of Galician, Basque, and Catalan. Now, the Galician broadcasts have been coming off fine, but the Basque broadcast at 1250 starts off with a bit of Basque, but then goes into Castilian. These minority languages only get 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, but they can't even come up with a full 5 minutes in Basque. And even worse, the Catalan section has been missing altogether, filled by music and comments in Spanish. Although VOA and other U.S. stations are no longer transmitted from Brieche, Morocco, the site does remain on the air with some Moroccan broadcasts, although Wolfgang Büschel found 15335 missing for about a week, but then it returned. Heard on April 29th between 11 and 15 UT. It's parallel to the Nador relay in Morocco, only 5 kilohertz away, 15340 on the air between 09 and 15. He says there is about a three-quarter second delay between 15335 and 15340. The schedule for these broadcasts is 01 to 05 on 11920, but yet to be confirmed, 11 to 15 on 15335 and 22 to midnight on 7135. Mauno Ritalo in Finland says, back on the 19th of March, I heard a Christian program via Gabon on 9580 at 23 to 2315 UT. In French, it's Impact du plein évangile, but right after that, they continued with the Quran in Arabic and explaining it in English for an hour until midnight 15. Tarek Zaidan listened to a clip and said it was Gaddafi explaining the meaning of some Quran verses when visiting Uganda. It was not parallel to Libya's transmitter on 1251 and not heard since, but look out for such special transmissions when Colonel Gaddafi is on the road. I point out that now that Libya has controlling interest in Africa number one, it's surprising they've not made more use of it than this. But they have to keep the facilities in reserve for jamming the next clandestine that may pop up. Kent D. Murphy in West Virginia says, I get a lot of good tips from World of Radio, and here's one. Perhaps a year ago you led me to the great Kilimanjaro music show on Africa 1 at 17 to 18 UT on 15475. I'm an avid listener every weekday, although the programming seems to take a turn for the worse every time I recommend it to somebody else. Did you know they have another program at 21 to 22 UT on 9580 called Flash Black? Plays vintage U.S. soul music. It's fantastic, colorblind. I've heard soulful sounds of Joe Cocker and Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and even a soulful live version of Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum. And as I write it, they're playing a soulful version of I Fall to Pieces by Trisha Yearwood. Yes, as a matter of fact, I heard a promo for these two shows earlier on Africa number one, and there is another one which might be more difficult to pick up here from 19 to 21 UT called Africa Song. The one at 17, of course, Kilimanjaro, is named for the African peak, but it's about Afro-Caribbean music, and they spell it by inserting a D before the J. I was listening to the conclusion of Voice of Nigeria's English broadcast until 21 UT on 15120. And they announced that one could now listen live via their website, www.voiceofnigeria.org. I went there and it says they're testing live transmission. The timer started running immediately, but nothing at all was heard. I tried a few more times, and finally the next day at 15:52 UT it did connect, but it was awful, worse than their shortwave modulation has ever been. A big hum, buzzes, extreme distortion, extraneous phone ringing noises, and I could not even recognize the language. But worth checking again in case they get their act together. Some of their shows are also available on demand, such as the one I was listening to, 60 Minutes. I've not yet given the Channel Africa English schedule in the A08 season, so I checked their website and found that at least one of the transmissions is incorrectly shown because they've changed the frequency recently. That's at 03 to 04 UT, now on 6135 instead of 6105. So with some trepidation, I'm going to give the rest of their English schedule and hope there have not been any further changes, which they've not published. I'm rounding off the times here. Many of the broadcasts end from 1 to 5 minutes before the terminal hour. 03 to 05, 3345. 05 to 06, 9735. 05 to 07, 7230. 06 to 07, 15255. 08 to 12, 9625. 14 to 16, 9625. 15 to 16, 15215. 17 to 18, 15235. 20 to 22, 3345. That's Channel Africa in English from South Africa. Due to the radio war between Eritrea and Ethiopia, jamming taking place, and various clandestine broadcasts, there's an extremely confusing situation on frequencies and shortwave from those two countries. I'm not going to attempt to get into it here, but suggest you read about it if you're interested in recent issues of DX Listening Digest. They've been monitored by Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal, Anker Petersen in Denmark, Thomas Hallmann in Germany, among others. The frequencies involved include 5100, 7999.4, 7175, 7220, also reported by Mauno Ritla and Jari Savolainen in Finland. I've noticed that WHRA continues to broadcast an Ethiopian religious service, or is it clandestine, Mondays only from 19 to 20 UT on 17690. It's the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. DX Mixed News in Bulgaria says they're also on the air a bit earlier on Mondays only, 16 to 17 via Samara, Russia, on 17875. We recently mentioned that the IRIN UN broadcast via South Africa in Somali daily at 1730 to 1745 was colliding on 9665 with Spain's imaginary German broadcast. But now I have information that IRIN has moved away to avoid that to 9735. Among the broadcasts for Sudan is SSIRI, Southern Sudan Interactive Radio Instruction. I ran across that, opening at 13 UT on 15325. That's via South Africa, preceded by their alternating two-pitch tune-up tones every 6 seconds, and scheduled Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only at 13 to 1330. Another one is the Sudan Radio Service. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard that on 17690, April 26th between 15 and 16 UT, opening in English with a discussion program, also some African music and into Arabic at 1530. Gordon Brown in the UK via Wolfgang Büschel says IRIB in Iran via Lithuania plans a frequency change in May for the English broadcast at 1930. 6,000 gigahertz to replace 7260. The English service from Tajikistan is seldom reported, but Mike Barracliffe in England says he heard it in the World DX Club contact, starting at 17 UT April 14th on 7245. They had ID and news with music during the second half of the hour. A fair signal on a clear channel, but adjacent channel interference. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan reports to DX Listening Digest that Myanmar Radio has finally got their transmitter back on frequency. had been on 5985.8 or so, but on April 21st at 12:50 to 16, it was on exactly 5985, with English at 15:30. Ron Howard in California was hearing this as early as April 19th, and it appears the English broadcast is now starting 1 hour later than before. And then on April 28th, Joe's Jacob in India tells us, I've been hearing Myanmar on a new frequency, 5915, from around 23 past 15 UT, often parallel to 5985. And while I was also getting them on 5815. Between 23 and 02 UT, they collide with China and Vatican. Wolfgang Büschel heard a new broadcast in Korean at 13 UT on 11640. Seiichi Hasegawa of NDXC in Japan says it's CMI, Voice of Wilderness, 13 to 14 via Irkutsk on 11640 and parallel to Yerevan, Armenia on 15710. Another new one for North Korea is Voice of Free Radio, also via Armenia at 11 to 11:30 on 15755. Hiroshi made a recording, and we heard them give the English letters VOF. I believe both of these are religious. One of Ron Howard's favorites is Kangaroo Radio English from RRI on 9680 in Indonesia. However, he's not been hearing it lately on the previous schedule of Wednesdays and Sundays at 10 to 10:20 UT, so he contacted the program producers. And they say the new schedule is Wednesdays and Fridays from 08 to 08:20. Unfortunately, that's not such a good time to hear it in California. Ricky Leong sends a story from the Calgary Herald saying that CBC Radio 1 is number one in that city, its best ratings in a decade. CommanderElliott.com has an item from the Lorain, Ohio Morning Journal about a radio station there broadcasting in a French accent. Simon Rendezvous is the show on WTAM 1100 in Cleveland, Saturday nights from 9 to midnight Eastern Time. The host is someone called Simon Badanté, a Parisian and a new man on the air in Cleveland. It's been on a trial basis since November. That's UT Sundays from 01 until 04. I'll have to try to get it here since WTAM has wide reach, even reaching Enid. Dave Zantaw draws our attention to an excellent 29-page guide to longwave and shortwave time signal stations. It's at a German website, which may be going away, so you ought to download it while you have a chance, www.longwave.de/TSS, as in time signal stations, .pdf, and the letters TSS have to be in capitals. Thomas Jella in Florida forecasts a smaller and later peak of solar cycle 24 with a smoothed sunspot number of 105 in 2012. And he says NOAA has two different forecasts, one calling for a peak of 140 in October of 2011, another for a peak of 90 in August of 2012. Thomas thinks we may be headed for another Dalton minimum. The propagation outlook from Prague, April 25th. Geomagnetic field active to disturbed May 1st through 5th and 13th. Quiet May 8th, 11th, 12th, 14th, 15th, 17th, and 18th. Otherwise unsettled to active. And that's World of Radio 1406. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.